Referee puts a whistle to his mouth and brings an end to this Northwest Derby. And it's finished in a rare but welcome and famous victory for Finn Harps against their Northwest neighbours Derry City at the Ray McBride Brandywell Stadium. Adam Foley's late winning goal gives Ollie Horgan's side the points. And what a performance from Harps. A thoroughly deserved victory. They come from behind to steal the points, Martin Holmes. Well deserved.
Well, steal the points is unfair. It's a turn of phrase, I know, but our old broadcasting colleague Brian Wright loved the Derry City and Finn Harps games. They were his favourite every season, no matter what the competition, and he would have really loved this tonight because Harps would have done him proud. He was always a Derry City supporter first, but Harps were a great love and a great passion for him. And there have been some brilliant games down through the years, and for me that's one of them there. I mean, Harps from the first whistle were very, very, very impressive, and they Derry got a goal out of nothing really against the run of play, and then Harps kept going, kept the heads up, never lost effort or faith or belief, and they come away here with the deserved one. I think they really, really battled back. They come from a goal down and get level, and then they take it further and go 2-1 in front. It's a very, very deserved victory for them tonight.
Yeah, fair play to you, Martin, for mentioning Brian Wright, because we spent many's a great night in the commentary box at Finn Park with Brian Wright watching games, and we've been all over the country with him, and it's on a night like this that you think of Brian. He was a Derry City man through and through, but I'll tell you, he was a Harps man as well. And Declan Boyle, I'll tell you, it's been a good show from Harps. They played well in recent games, Declan, and got no reward, but I'll tell you what, that's a fantastic performance for them tonight, and to come from behind at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium to win this game, I'll tell you, that's some going.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a wonderful 3 points and a massive performance. As you say, we've done the live commentary for St. Pat's and also, you know, other games we've done, and they performed very well, and very unlucky last week against Shamrock Rovers as well. They performed very well, and they probably should have got something out of the game if they defended two set plays. And tonight, the first half, they created the better chances and were unlucky to be down 1-0 at half time, and then they came back in, plenty of energy in the first quarter of the second half, when they obviously got back on level terms, and then they went on and scored a really good goal, second goal, Adam Foley, an excellent finish. And I suppose, you know, Derry came forward looking to push men forward, and they created two big chances. Obviously Jack Malone's chance just halfway through the second half, just before Harps got the second, was a big opportunity and hit the post, and then the die and death there, ball in deep into the box and in the back post, and Owen Toll should have scored. He had a big chance on his head from about 3 yards out, and he hit the post again. So, I mean, Derry were probably very unlucky not to draw a level, even though the Harps performance is very good. But listen, we'll take that. Well, our luck hasn't been with us against the last 3 or 4 matches, so we'll take that today, especially in the Brandywell. We don't win too many games up there, and we'll definitely take 3 big points tonight. And overall, the performance was really good over the 90 minutes, and the effort has been tremendous. And it was actually a very entertaining game, and Derry played well in spells as well. Harps played well in spells, but, you know, I suppose Harps had the better chances the first half. Derry had a better chance the second half, and luckily we scored 2 in the second half, and Derry only scored 1 in the first half, and that was the main difference.
Okay, Declan Boyle, thanks for that. It's been one of those nights, a hugely enjoyable occasion here at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. Adam Foley, the match winner, the hero for Finn Harps, but I'll tell you what, there were other big performers out there tonight. Barry McNamee had a fantastic game, and he was the man that created the pass for Adam Foley's winning goal. Carlo Sullivan on the mark as well in that second half. Harps then are in fourth spot in the Premier Division, and they close the gap on Sligo Rovers above them to just 2 points, and significantly they now have a 4-point advantage over Drogheda and Dundalk, who are joint fifth, both on 10 points. Harps back in action on Saturday night away to Bowes at Daly Mount Park, and that game marks the first in the second series of fixtures in the Premier Division. Harps rounding off the first series with a fantastic victory tonight here at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium.